Hey, what's up? Welcome back to the Life and Air Show podcast. On this episode, we're going to talk about how to get through hard times. You know, this is something that is inevitable. We are all human. There's all kinds of things that happen in the world. And so we're going to dive into this. If you haven't been to the show before, if you haven't visited us, my name is Jason Wojo. I'm the host. We got Polish Peter. Yes, his name is actually Polish Peter on his birth certificate.
No, it's not. Stop. fake news. You know what I mean?
But I have
like multiple names on my birth certificate, though. I have like, I have like four different names.
Basically. You do?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's, I don't know if I should let, because then it's like,
Identity theft.
I do have four first names.
Man. All right. Well, okay, cool. Good to know.
So yeah, rabbit hole.
I can address you by any number of terms here.
Yeah.
Well, let's stay on topic, bro. So check this out. You know, We all are going to experience hard times in our lives, and these are things that we have to learn to navigate if we are to resist the temptation to become, you know, a nihilist or a cynic or a pessimist, right? And there's all kinds of things we can start telling ourselves, and we can just kind of go down this spiral if we're not prepared of how to deal with these things effectively and efficiently. And that's not to imply that we are robots and you should just like let everything, you know, slide off your back, because I know that might not be reality for a lot of people. But like, let's kind of talk about some like really tactical and strategic things you can do to really minimize the damage of hard times on your life.
Yeah, and I think, you know, this is happening quite often, I think, with a lot of different people right now. I have conversations with, you know, a whole bunch of people, and you know, whether it's the economy or something health-wise or whatever it might be, that, you know, people are going through some hard times. So one of the first things that I would want you to consider, the one listener, because I'll use my example. So for instance, 2011, 2013, I was going through a divorce. I mean, I was already divorced. I got divorced in 2011. So for the next 2 years, I went into what I call optimistic depression for myself, whole another topic. But I was not in a good space mentally, okay? So one of the things that I wish I would have recognized sooner than later, that this time, it's still a season of life. And what I mean by that is that I thought this was like, it will never change. It's never going to get better. It is what it is. It sucks. And my conversation in my head was very negative. You know, I kept asking, why is this happening to me? Why me? I always screw things up, blah, 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 all those kinds of negative kind of thoughts, right? This very pessimistic, and if you know me, I'm not a pessimistic person. I'm a very optimistic person, right? So very pessimistic kind of conversation. So if I would have recognized that this is the season, and if it's a season, that means there's multiple seasons. Remember, we have like, you know, four seasons in a year. So that season too shall pass. So if I just recognize that at some point, I don't know when, but at some point that's going to pass, it will give me a little bit of like this mental space, a little bit of hope that, you know, at some point I'm going to come out of it, to look some forward to something that's going to be good. Because back then I was looking to, my future was not looking good, right? Like the way I was looking at my future, it's going to get worse. It's going to be bad. It's not going to happen. Whereas if I see like that season two shall pass kind of a thing, that means that it's going to get better. So it changes how you start to have that conversation in your head.
You know, here's the thing, man, is that I do think it's a whole lot easier to say that once you're on the other side of something, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When you're afraid of losing your house to bankruptcy or eviction or foreclosure, or, you know, I'm thinking back to some of the hardest times in my life. Like divorce was definitely a huge one for me. And in that moment, like I was not capable of breaking out of that thinking of like, you know, this is just like that just that feeling of, you kind of like see all the things that could have been and the things that you could have done differently. And by the way, I'm not just talking about relationships here. Like, let's say you have health issues. Like you might beat yourself up and say like, oh, I should have done this differently. I should have done that differently. Mm-hmm. When I got, you know, I got a motorcycle accident in 99 and dislocated my hip. That was a rough time too. Like there's, it's the questions I think we ask ourselves or the statements we make during that time that can really make it a lot worse or better. And I mean, you know, subjectively better, because, you know, you still might have, you know, an ailment or a problem to deal with, but like how you kind of talk to yourself and frame it, like you said, it does make a tangible difference. The difficulty is like being able to kind of like step back for a moment from that pain or the uncertainty or the fear or the sense of loss or whatever it is surrounding that difficult time and kind of just let it simmer and just recognize that, recognize the cycle you're going into. Like, so for instance, like right now, if you wanted to, and depending on when you listen to this, I don't know when this is going to be going on, but you could easily choose to, you know, look at the world as a whole and feel very nihilistic. You know, right now we have some.
I don't know what that means.
Well, you've given up hope. You feel like there's, okay, you know, we have the national debt and we have a war in Iran and we have Russia, Ukraine. Like there's so much global uncertainty right now. We have inflation and you can choose to look at that stuff. And listen, I'm not saying that it's not real, but at the same time, like how is this perspective and this mindset helping you? And so I think you got to control the narrative. And that isn't easy to do. I'm not going to say that it's a simple like switch you can flip. Maybe with practice, you can actually get better. Yep. And I know that sounds strange, but like, I think you really got to control, number one, how you think about it. Number two is control, like, you know, the inputs that you're receiving as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. But you do have some control over this to ease that burden as you go through a hard time.
Well, I would say, I want to clarify, because I think this is what you meant, but I don't know if people will get that. It's control the narrative in your head, not control the narrative outside of them. You know what I mean? Because you can't control it. But a lot of people try to do that. You know
so
what
that's
mean?
So let's pause there, because I want to double tap that, man. That's really important. There is so little in this world that we can actually control. And so you have to just be kind of, you have to just realize that most of these things are outside of your sphere of influence. They're outside of your ability to influence them in any way. And so you can only control what you can control. And so what is that? Well, that's the way you talk to yourself. That's the things you think to some extent. I mean, I know it takes practice. You have to catch yourself. I mean, it's just like, you know, I don't want to minimize hard times by saying this, but like, you know, learning to think is a skill. Like think about someone, if you've ever tried meditating, for instance, you probably made it like 10 seconds before your mind is going in a different direction. And then you did it again, you made it 30 seconds, then you got it a minute. And so that same rigor can be applied to your thinking when there's a hard time upon you. And you can learn how to kind of like frame it in a way that I'm not saying to fake it or like to like lie to yourself, because we know that doesn't work. But take the truths and the reality of the situation you're in, but give yourself a different possibility of what that means.
Yeah, so you're touching on something now that I think is also important, is this idea. And I think I think about it this way. It's not so much, and I know it's kind of a crude kind of a way that I'm saying this, but not so much what happens. It's how we react to it, how we respond to it. I think that is a really important distinction to know, because how is it that if you think about it, there are some people in the world that something, let's say, bad happens to them, and they don't respond the same way as I do. They don't respond negatively. They don't respond. Like, I know that person that, you know, I was telling you about that's got the health issues, right? She's, you know, she's very close to me. And every single time there was some kind of a health concern that was addressed with her that she had to deal with, or they were giving her like, you know, all kinds of different medications and they are poking her like 30 different times and all those different things, she goes like, it's okay. It's okay. It's all right. No big deal. Whereas someone else will be reacting completely different, right? So notice like how you respond to it really matters. And how you discover how you respond to it, what's the conversation in my head?
So I think one of the things, man, is the quicker you can get to reality, I think the more clarity it gives you in how to deal with it. Meaning, like, for instance, if you get stuck with, like, anger or blame or denial or, like, oh, this shouldn't be happening to me or this always happens to me or even pretending everything is fine. Like, I don't think that's a solution either. But once you accept the reality of the situation, it just gives you, it's not like giving up, it's not throwing in the towel, but it's just accepting where you are and stop fighting that thing so that you can kind of make the best decision possible and you can create clarity around that and really like learn how to deal with this in a way that's going to like at the very worst be net neutral, but hopefully potentially even be a positive for you.
Right. But I think it's really important to distinguish, because I know we're going down the rabbit hole a bit here, but what the reality really is, because I think some people, the way they see reality is they still put a whole bunch of meaning on it, and then it's not really the reality of it kind of a thing. Because think about it this way, like if someone got, let's say, bad news about their health, right? Let's say they got, you know, cancer or whatever it might be. They can say the reality of it is, well, I'm dead kind of a thing, right? It's just basically it. That's the reality of it. And, you know, and guess what? They're going to be either frozen or they're not going to do anything. They're going to run away or whatever it might be, whatever the response, however they react to that particular news. Whereas some other person, you know, we know someone that, is, you know, he used to be a coach in Life on Earth, right? How did he react to that reality? He was talking about this all the time, you know what I mean? When the doctor told him about his cancer. And he's like, well, nothing changes at this particular moment. And whatever, it's good. You know what I mean? And then he started going after healing himself in a much different way. So I think it's a really important thing, because I know someone in this particular situation who is all about reality. He's very negative and he's just given up and he's not really going after, you know, making any kind of solutions to this particular situation. You know, if that makes any sense.
Well, dude, so I think it's really important. Yeah, you gotta protect your mind. Like you have to like make sure, you know, you cannot slide down that like path of
rabbit hole.
Yeah, dude. Like, oh, I'm failing, everything's falling apart, like doom and gloom, nothing ever works out, like the world's against me kind of stuff. Like, why me? You know, those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Like that is not helpful. It's just not helpful. And I know the danger with that as well is that like we find justifications and reasons to reinforce that belief. So if you say this always happens to me, you know, it's funny.
You find 20 reasons.
A couple days ago, like Noah, we were playing hide and go seek in the dark. It's just this ridiculous game that my daughters and I play. My wife thinks it's ridiculous. And so like Noel like ran into a chair and she's like crying. She hit her leg and, you know, and then Adela says like, Noel said, why does this always get hurt? And I'm like, and I had to, dude, right then I'm like, that's
right.
Nope. Like that's something mm-hmm. I had to jump in right there and fix because like, yeah. I don't want her, you know, believing that. And so when you make a statement like that, oh, I can, you know, waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, it's something always happens. Mm-hmm. Like when you say these things, you might say them in passing, but they develop you fill that bucket with all these reasons and it makes it harder and harder to break that belief later because you've just found so much evidence to support you.
Oh yeah. I mean, think about it this way. Like I remember back in the day when someone would ask me, hey, how's it going? How are you doing? My immediate, without even questioning, like an automatic response was same old, you know what, different day.
Same feces, different pile.
Sounds good, right? But here's the thing. What does that mean? That means that nothing changes and it's bad and it's just going to be bad. And I never realized that. I thought it was being funny or whatever. But when you start recognizing those kinds of phrases that we use, the things that we say, all of a sudden it shifts how we start to operate in life. So I would consider to be careful and get aware of what am I saying to myself? What's the language that I'm using? Be really careful, like start questioning all this stuff. And I think what happens a lot of times is when people, you know, they question things, but they don't question the belief or they don't question the conversation that's going to give them a different result. You know what I mean? Like,
so,
this is always happening. And you start questioning, but is it really?
So
if
dude,
I really think about it, that's not the case.
Yeah, I heard a quote. I don't know if it was Naval Ravikant. He said, I'm not sure. But the quote is like, the only beliefs we don't question are the ones we actually believe.
Right.
And so it's really valuable to kind of reframe that. And, you know, practically speaking, some of the ways you can kind of avoid this is like, number one is like, be aware of what you're thinking. Like develop a little bit of a meta thinking auditor. meaning like, hey, you got someone on your shoulder, you got somebody like, you know, in your brain, a second personality or someone who's observing, you know, what you're thinking of, and, you know, catch yourself when you find yourself spiraling. You know, I was coaching a woman once, man, and she would frequently find herself just depressed and anxious. And I said, well, so are you always like that? And she said, no. I said, so what are the things that trigger it? She had no idea. I said, well, tell you what, I want you to carry around a journal with you. And as soon as the moment you find yourself feeling this way, write it down. And then I also want you to write down what's the thing that happened right before that, whether it's something that you did physically, something that happened, or something you thought. And eventually she was able to identify she had a recurring theme in her life that was triggering these spirals.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we all have the ability to do this. So one is to really have this meta thinking, learn to think what you're thinking about. The second thing I would say is to really be careful about limiting negative inputs, whether it is the news, whether it is people in your life. And that may sound like really harsh, but you may have people in your life who are, you know, pessimistic and nihilistic and cynics and you know, birds of a feather kind of flock together thing, and they will bring you down to that level of thinking. You know, avoiding doom scrolling. Like, gosh, man, if you want to talk about like an unproductive activity, right? And, you know, just be careful with these things and these inputs so that you can get a better output for your life.
Yeah, so stop watching the news.
Yeah, really.
You know? So, I mean, you don't think how much that impacts you, but it is such a huge impact that will have on you, okay?
Hey, we're going to get right back to the episode, but before we do, I'm so excited to finally share this with you. The Business for Life book is finally launching. I've taken 3+ years of my life, 15 years of academic training, 19 years in business, and put all of this into one single source for you to create an amazing life and business you love. If you've been following the podcast for any period of time, you know this is all what we're about, and never before have I taken all the principles, all the lessons, all the experiences into one place so that you can have a step-by-step blueprint for achieving it. It's meant to be tactical. It's meant to be a roadmap. It's not a fluffy business book, but it's something you can actually use and refer to achieve the freedom you wanted the business for, so that you can get your time back, so that you can get your life back. Go to businessforlife.com to learn more. You can grab your copy off Amazon, and the instructions are right there. I'm so excited to be part of this journey alongside you, and I have something here that I know 1,000% is going to help you like nothing else ever has before. And I'm proud to present this to you and be part of that. So go get that book and let's get back to the episode.
The other thing that I want you to consider is, and I started this practice a while ago and it helps me personally. And I have this new belief that I had to put in my life way back in the day in order to me be able to go through these, you know, tough times or whatever you want to call it, is this belief that life happens for me. Like everything happens for me. Like everything in my life happens for me. Like for me. So what does that mean? Well, if crap hits the fan, then maybe not that, you know, the outside circumstances, some whatever that happened, but there might be some kind of a, you know, inkling in there of things that are happening for me. Like there is a lesson in there that maybe at some point, maybe not right now as I'm going through this hard time, but at some point later, I'm going to discover how this is actually happening for me. So if that is the case, then now what it does, it shifts my thinking of possibly starting to look for how is this happening for me? What is that maybe, you know, this something in disguise that's actually helping me get out of this? Like, for instance, like I was, let's consider for a second that this person just lost their entire business, right? And that seems like it's like a crap moment. And before they were, you know, they didn't have any time. They were working like 90 hours a week. They were running around like a chicken with head cut off and was costing them a whole bunch of different things. Granted, they lost the whole entire business. But if I start looking, how is this happening for me? Well, guess what? If worst thing comes to worst, I do have a clean slate a little bit, right? I can look at it from the perspective. I can build something new that's going to help me be more of like I am in charge of setting it up, because before the way I set it up was completely wrong. And I experienced that in my life back in, you know, 2007, 2009, kind of thing, the way I set up my business, right?
Yeah.
So you start looking like the divorce for me. How did that happen for me? Well, I had to learn a lot about myself. I grew a lot from that. It shifted how I operate. I mean, I wouldn't be a coach. I wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for that. I wouldn't be talking to you. I wouldn't know Vojo. Now, that's a whole different discussion. But you know what I mean? Yeah, you tried to get in there, but it's not going to happen. You know what I mean? But there were so many. I wouldn't be married to my amazing wife right now. There were so many things that happened because of that. You know, and so I want you to start looking from that perspective as well.
Well, you know, you might remember we had a coach. This is a coach who passed. He used to say, it's not the splat that kills you. It's the fall. Meaning like when things are going poorly or when you're dealing with this concern or the worry or the anxiety, like that's the damage. That's the part that hurts you. It's like once you crash and burn, like, okay, now that, like you said, this is a fresh start. This is a chance to start. This is a trampoline. This is a springboard for my next thing. I'm going to, you know, and if what way can I take this experience and use it to minimize not only the damage, but also potentially help me in other parts of my life that maybe I hadn't previously recognized.
Yep. So I think that's important. Here's the other thing I want you guys to consider is this. Notice like how you are reacting. So if you are reacting to this, whatever is happening, and you will get frozen or you don't do anything or you get fearful or you separate yourself from people, because most people, what they'll do is they'll cut themselves off, right? They go into this, you know, just being by themselves. Now, that's one of the worst things that you can do, because we humans are meant for, you know, being in a community. We're not meant to be alone. So what are some of the actions that I need to do in order to get out of this for myself? Well, if you are the type of person who separates themselves from everybody else, encourage you to go and reach out to somebody, talk to somebody, get out there, get in the community, get into other people that could empower you, that would tell you good things about your life, that would, you know, maybe help you shift your perspective. It's one of the worst things that you can do is just actually not talk to anybody. So you have to kind of sometimes like force yourself to reach out and talk to someone. You know what I mean? I think that's one thing that you can actually do.
Yeah, dude. So let's kind of pivot here. So like we talked about all the things to avoid, right? Like the doom scrolling, potentially social media, negative influences, so things you need to move away from. But moving towards things can also help you navigate these challenges. So for instance, like when I got divorced, man, there was three things that really made a pivotal change for me. One was volunteering. This allowed me, and by the way, I did this both through my church and I was doing like Habitat for Humanity. And it allowed me to kind of take my problems and put them aside and work on helping somebody else. And that actually made me feel good. And maybe that helping somebody else could look very different for you. Maybe it's helping a friend or a colleague that's going through something and this isn't a way to keep your mind off it necessarily, but it's a way to give perspective to your challenge, to your problem, to your situation. And so you realize like there are way bigger things out there than just our own little thing that we're dealing with right now, even if it's huge to us. That was the first thing. The second thing is actually, man, I got into my faith quite a bit. And this is kind of like what we were talking about, like in a different way, but reframing the principle and the concept of life happening for us versus to us. And if you're a believer, this is one of the key tenets is like, you know, God will use everything for good, even if it is evil or bad or hurtful. And then the last thing I did was I really had connected with some people that allowed me to kind of like get the support I needed. And so finding a supportive community, finding people around you who can lift you up and encourage you, and you know, and sometimes you're not going to feel like that. I get it. Like, you know, but it is, we are wired for that, like you said. And so being around people like that is another huge way to help you through these challenges.
The other thing I think is important is, you know, remember I mentioned the beginning is being aware, like we were talking about being aware of your mind, but also be aware of your body, like how you hold yourself up, how you, you know, you when you stand up or you slouch or you're like, you know, curled up or whatever it might be. So your body will be a certain way. So what does that mean? Well, maybe I need to shift my body. Maybe I need to get in a gym. Maybe I need to do some kind of workout. Maybe I need to do a push-up. Maybe I need to do something that gets me out of that state. Like I remember like when I was in that state, you know, me and you talked about this. Remember back in the day, to getting into the gym. And for me, it was like thinking like, you know what, I'm going to get more muscle because I was overweight a little bit and all that kind of stuff. But I think it was more of just moving, getting out there and actually moving my body, because that shifts the different chemicals that are being released in your body. And it changes, you know, it's not so much cortisol, it's more of like serotonin or all those different things to be able to get your feeling a little bit different. Like when you start to moving, go for a walk. You know what I mean? If it's a winter, man, you get out there and go for a walk, that little crisp, cold air, it will wake you up, you know? If it's a summer, you go out there, get some sun on you, you know?
Dude, that stuff makes a difference, man.
You know, it's a huge difference. So do those. I know it doesn't seem like a lot, but if you start doing one thing and then you start building from that, right? And you put, you know, what we're talking about, like let's say you go and do the exercise, you get out and walk, you keep the journal and you start stacking all those different things, that's how you're going to start getting out of this quote unquote hole. And then take some small actions towards what you do want. You know what I mean? So let's say your business crashed. Now you have the clean slate. Maybe I need to write a different vision for my life and then take one small action towards that, whatever that might be. You know what I mean? Whether it's, you know, reaching out to somebody, something, because what's going to happen is you're going to start getting maybe a little bit, start getting a little bit excited about something new, right? So start taking some small actions towards what you would want. Now, here's the caveat to that. When you're in that space and someone asks you, like, what do you want in life? Like, what is your vision? It seems like you're in the middle of the forest. You cannot see it, right? So maybe talk to someone. Maybe they've seen something in you, you know, and ask them, what do you think, you know, someone that you actually respect and that will actually help you, and maybe they'll give you some ideas. But take some kind of an action to get out of that quote unquote stinking thinking and move towards what, you know, some kind of good actions, basically.
Yeah. Well, listen, guys, we're gonna wrap it up. I hope this has been helpful for you. We talked about how to move away from some things that are negatively hurting you, how to move towards some things, some ways to kind of like help you through this. And again, I want to say, like, hard seasons are not a sign that like life is wrong or something you screwed up. It's a sign that life's happening. And like, the real question isn't like, how do you avoid them? The question is like, how do you move through them and navigate through them in a way that makes you stronger and wiser and more aligned with the life that you want? Hope you enjoyed this episode, guys. We will see you next week. Take care.